super plungers going into the bay 24 times in 24 hours. Then tomorrow, thousands of folks taking the plunge. And Greg Shipley with Maryland State Police. A lot of people concerned, saying, oh my gosh, it's so cold, it's so cold. But people will be okay doing this.
Safety is our priority here tomorrow. And we have a whole medical staff headed up by Johns Hopkins Department of Emergency Medicine, working with the Anne Arundel County Fire Department, State Police, tactical paramedics, all of whom are working together as a team. We'll be reminding people throughout the day to stay warm, stay clothed, go through the heated tents that we have here. We have thousands of square feet of heated tents that people can warm up in. We want their skin exposure to be at a minimum tomorrow. They'll get the chilling effect of the plunge, and that's what they want.
Taking care of everyone so they can enjoy the plunge and raise a lot of money.
Absolutely, that's what we want. This is all for Special Olympics, and we want everybody to have a good time and be safe, but we'll be focusing on safety.
At Sandy Point State Park, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.